Hey, it's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation and Breakthrough Leadership. Today is an incredible new day to live without head trash. Today I woke up obsessed with results, the expectation of getting results, and the rapid-fire search for that elusive low-hanging fruit. And that's what I want to talk about. Have you ever been there? Hey, we all want results. We're judged based on our results. Our entire identity is built on results. We live in a society that values results so much that when I reached a period of my professional life when I couldn't get those results, I believed I had no value. The addiction to results and validation, hey, it's as real as any other addiction. It changes our chemistry and it backfeeds into our beliefs. That's what makes me wonder if this concept of low-hanging fruit isn't part of the problem. Hey, the desire for results is primal. It fires the neurons of aggression, urgency. It triggers our need for comparison. It brings out the best and the worst in us. Growing up in business, I've heard it said hundreds of times, look for the low-hanging fruit. Look for the thing that you can harvest, get results from, that'll give you the most immediate benefit for the least amount of work. Makes sense, right? Well, maybe. There certainly are times when I've already done the work and failed to harvest some apparently low-hanging fruit, but when we set our sights on short-term results rather than building great companies or cultures, we might have a problem. Will quarterly results be our legacy or our lunacy? Circumstances Lie. That's my latest book, and it's dealing with the circumstantially based set of beliefs that we have. If you want a free copy, just text EZBOOK, that's the letter EZBOOK, to 474747, and we'll hook you up. Circumstantial evidence is like the man who fell from the Empire State Building. As he sailed past the 50th floor, he was heard to say, "So far, so good." Is low-hanging fruit available? Yes. Is it always the right time to harvest? Well, that's the question for the long-term performer. Pruning the tree? Yeah, sometimes that can increase results. But here's my point. When things reach the proper time for harvest, the gains are optimal. But that takes patience. It takes investment, whether physically, mentally, relationally, in our faith, or our finances. It takes care and intent. Factor that in the evaluation of that inviting low-hanging fruit. It's about living well while you're doing well. It's about acorns, not popcorn. Ever said this? I wish I'd never sold that car, that house, or that business. I wish I'd known what I know now. I wish I'd paid more attention to them or to that. I wish I'd learned which things to say no to sooner. I wish I'd learned to see tomorrow's potential beyond today's pain. See, there's a time for everything. A time to live, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to reap, a time to celebrate, and a time to mourn. Pick your low-hanging fruit when it's fully ready and when there's plenty of fruit left ripening on the vine. Satisfaction comes from being known as someone who planted generously and who was patient for the harvest. Hey, it's Gray. Just to be clear, the breakthrough you're looking for, it's not going to be found in your own head. We simply can't read the label on the jar we're in, no matter how obvious it is. If you want to become your best, the only path is to surround yourself with others who share your values and mastermind together on the real head trash that locks us up. That's what we do in the Yates Mastermind. Small groups of leaders who are brave enough and vulnerable enough to connect beyond the posturing and beyond the head trash. It's not for everybody, but if you'd like to know more, text Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, to 474747 and let's chat about it. I'd love to meet you and hear your story. Remember, text Yates, Y-A-T-E-S, to 474747 and let's do breakthrough together.